Greetings, Internet, and welcome to episode 15 of Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to overcome barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. This week, I want to talk about three deadly emotions that I fight on a consistent basis. I'm talking about jealousy, envy, and complacency. Now, you're probably wondering, why am I talking about jealousy, envy, and complacency? Complacency doesn't seem to fit into the equation here. But as you'll see in a little bit, they're all related. But first, let's talk about jealousy. Jealousy is when other people get the jobs that you don't. Perceived success, work that is really good, work that they're getting that makes you think, why are they getting it and I'm not? Not too long ago, a friend of mine landed a really sweet job. And on one hand, I was really excited for him because it was a great opportunity. But on the other hand, I got jealous. Deep down inside, I knew I was jealous of his success. And I don't want to feel jealous. I started thinking about it. Why am I jealous? And in a lot of ways, it's because I was more focused on him and his success and instantly said to myself, you're not working as hard as he is. You're not doing what he's doing. Well, of course I'm not doing what he's doing because if I were, I might be in the same position. I don't know. But jealousy is just one of those emotions that is so easily triggered by social media because I'll look at what people are doing and think, man, they've got it together. Now, envy is close. Envy is what I call gear envy. I love cameras and I love gear. When I look at people's Instagram photos of the latest camera that they just bought, I get so envious. I want what they have. But what envy does is it makes me look at my own gear and think, man, this gear is no good. But you know what? The gear's great. The gear helps me make great movies. And if I stay focused on envy, I don't spend the time on my own gear. I don't spend the time learning how to make a better image. Instead, I just bemoan the fact that I didn't make enough money this month to be able to get better gear or rent better gear. And that's my problem. So jealousy and envy in a lot of ways are closely related. I like to think of jealousy as you're jealous of what other people are getting in terms of success and jobs, and envy, you're in a sense jealous over what they have. Now, complacency is a little bit different, but as you'll see, it's really related. But complacent means a smug or uncritical satisfaction with oneself or one's achievements. You're self-satisfied. In my life, when I think my work is good enough, I start to feel complacent. I stop pushing myself into new territory. I stop learning. And when I don't try anymore, I deliver the same product. Now, you might think that that's a good thing to do, being consistent in your work. But your consistency should always be moving up the hill. It should never plateau, because when you start to plateau, you start to go down. Because as we become complacent with our work, we no longer try new things. We no longer push ourselves to reach for new ideas and new techniques. I don't think I'm alone in these three emotions. I think these three emotions affect creative professionals across the board. And what do these emotions do to us? First, they make us doubt our abilities in the first place. When I start focusing on other people, I start doubting that I'm able to do things. Instead of looking at my track record and saying, yes, I can do this. I'm confident that I can learn something new. I'm confident that I can make an amazing product. Second, if we spend more time on others, that means we're going to spend less time on our work, which means we're not going to be growing in our work and our skills in the way that we need to. And third, jealousy, envy, complacency, they can cause us to get comfortable, especially if we start feeling that we're better than people. Oh man, their work was horrible. You get comfortable when that happens. We become lazy. Now, I want to share five things you can do to fight the emotions of jealousy, envy, and complacency. First, you need to realize that no one is perfect. When we look at social media, we're looking at a curated exhibit of someone's life. What often is not told in the story of the work that we're looking at is the struggle and challenges that went into that work. Because if we saw that work, there's a danger that we might not think that that work was good enough. Second, never stop learning. If you stop learning, you might as well stop working. And if you stop learning, you're never going to feel confident that you can get out of situations beyond your control. When I listen to creative professionals talk about their work, oftentimes I hear I push myself to the point where I'm afraid, but I know deep down inside that no matter what, I can get out of any sticky situations. And that's where we want to be, because then jealousy, envy, and complacency will not take root. Third, be grateful for what you do have. The antidote to these three negative emotions of jealousy, envy, and complacency is gratitude. And that's being grateful for what you have, grateful for the clients you have, grateful for the work that you've done, grateful that you're alive, grateful that you can continue to learn. It's an amazing time to learn online all of the skills and techniques that we could ever possibly want to learn. Fourth, avoid the comparison trap. When you start comparing your work to other people's, that's when jealousy, envy, and complacency take hold. That's when we stop learning, and that's when we really can get smug and self-satisfied. Happens to me all the time, and I have to tell myself, avoid comparison. Listen to the voices of confirmation in other people that says your work is good enough, your work is professional. Avoid the comparison trap. Fifth and finally, realize someone may be looking at your work with the same level of negative emotion as you view other people's work. People might be jealous of you. People might be envious of you. You might cause others to feel complacent with their work. That's not up to you to decide, but you can perpetuate a story of struggle, challenge, and redemption with your work to the point where if someone starts to feel jealous of your work and you're an approachable person, you can help them through that so that they don't stay trapped in that comparison. You can enable them to get their work to work. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. I would appreciate it if you would share it with your friends and other creative professionals. And if you would leave me a review on iTunes, I would greatly appreciate it. Want to drop me a line? Send me an email at chris@chrismartinstudios.com. Reach out on social media. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at CM Studios on Instagram, and at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook. Stay connected with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. When you find yourself struggling with negative emotions, I hope that you will be grateful for the work that you have. Now get out there and get to work.